Built in 1844, Roanoke became home to Nobel Prize-winning author William Faulkner in 1930. Faulkner himself christened the house Roanoke after the legend of the mythic Rowan Tree. Celtic tradition believed the tree to harbor magical powers of safety and protection. While residing here, Faulkner wrote some of the most highly regarded works in American history, Absalom, Absalom, Light in August, and The Sound and the Fury. The outline for A Fable is written in Faulkner's own hand on the walls of his study. His pipe and reading glasses rest on a table in the sitting room. His boots are by the bedside, and his typewriter sits by the window to catch the afternoon sun, all as if the family had just left for the day. Roanoke remained Faulkner's home until his death in 1962. Renowned for his desire for privacy, Faulkner built the brick wall to shield the patio on the east side of the house and allegedly dug potholes in the driveway to discourage gawkers from approaching the house. Now owned by Ole Miss, the National Historical and National Literary Landmark is the focal point for the university's annual Faulkner and Yaknapatawpha Conference.